Greetings, Coach Andy. How are you doing today? Dear Orlando Ledbetter here.
I know who that is. I can tell by that voice. There's only one Orlando Ledbetter, baby.
All right. Hey, let's go on and get this Shante stuff out the way. What happened there, and how are you all expecting to see him come back to Philly?
Hey, listen, Asante's one of my favorite guys. So Asante's always real, and I've always been a big fan of his. So nothing changes there.
Okay.
Coach, you've had a lot of issues. You had a big change last week. What about the offensive line? And you just made a change yesterday. Has that been one of the most frustrating parts of the season for you?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it's did you want to lose any of your linemen? No, you don't want to do it. But the guys that have stepped in have done a decent job for us. So we're okay there.
Hey, Coach, could you expound on that? The one comment where you said average isn't good enough, and that led you all to part of the rationale behind the change at DC?
Well, as a football team, average isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just not, and we are. We're 3-3. We're 50-50. And that's not good enough. And so, you know, you evaluate reasons why. That wasn't all Juan Castillo at all. That's not what it was. It was everybody doing their job better. I just had to do something that I felt I needed to do. So, but that, you know, that doesn't. Everybody's got to pick their game up.
Andy, I know that you evaluate week to week, and then cumulatively over the course of games, you have what you have. Does the bye week give you a chance to reevaluate or maybe go a little bit deeper than you normally can?
Well, I mean, just by sheer hours, yeah. I mean, you have more time to do that, and I think probably every team does that when given the opportunity during a bye to go back and self-scout and try to make themselves better than they are, you know, wherever they're sitting. But I know we've done that every year I've been here. You go back, and that's what you do, and I think other teams do that.
What's the deal with Mike's turnovers? It looks like 2006 up there.
Obviously he can't have that many turnovers. He'll be the first to tell you that. Turnovers are a product of not just one person. And so with that, everybody's got to do their job better, including Mike. He understands that. He's a competitive guy. He doesn't want that to happen. And then we can help him with that. As coaches, we can help him with that.
Special teams, Andy, have had some issues. Do you feel now with Cole Anderson and after the bye week that you feel more comfortable about the performance of the special teams coming up?
Well, I mean, you mentioned Cole, I think, feels better. You know, he was coming off the ACL, and it takes a little bit of time to get caught back up to game speed in this league, and he's done that. I think he's back now and feels pretty good. We got Riley Cooper back. And he was a part of our special teams, a core guy, and Keem Jordan. And so we've got some of our core guys back, which help. And now it's just a matter of everybody doing their job.
Coach, I guess in the past couple of years you've made some trades, whether within your division or within the conference with teams that you're going to be competing for playoff spots with. Can you talk about that philosophy about, you know, not being concerned with making deals with those kinds of teams?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. First of all, these guys that I have here, I have I have a lot of respect for. I mean, in Asante's case, Asante, if that's where you're going with it, Asante was a big part of our program here and helping us win football games. So I kept open communication with him and talked with him. He wanted to, with all the things, I mean, but part of that was it gets them closer to home with a good football team and a good program. So I think that's important. And so those are little things that go into each evaluation as you go through with the players, Donovan McNabb. So, I mean, you know, these kids, you grow close to these kids. I mean, they bust their tail for you. So you if you can help them in any way during that time, which is normally a tough time for them, then you try to do that. I think we're all in competition. We've all got good players, and And so that's how, you know, the next guy comes in and you expect him to do a good job.
Is Mike in danger of losing his job? I saw some of the stories yesterday out of Philly.
Well, I think if you ask any player or any coach in this league, I mean, they're going to tell you that that's all part of this game. I mean, you know, you always have that there. So what you do is, as opposed to focusing in on what you can't control, you focus in on what you can control, and that's getting yourself better. And so that's what we all do. We don't take that approach that we feel like, you know, I mean, everybody has that. So you focus the other way. Focus in on what you need to do to get better and get better at that. So that's the approach that Mike takes and I take and our players take and coaches take.
Coach, I just want to follow up on something you said there about Asante. Are you saying that there was a conversation there where he wanted out of town? Is that, am I hearing that right?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I keep open communication with the players during any trade or readjustment period that we have. I talk to the players. I just don't, in particular, the ones that have been with me for as long as Asante had, and for as much respect as I have for Asante. So I keep them informed. That's what I meant.
Coach, you're obviously a 3-3 football team. When you were going through this assessment of the bye week, I don't think the word lucky is used very often in this league. Are you fortunate with the turnover numbers and some of the things you haven't done well to be a 3-3 football team? And is that basically the way you approach us now? 10 games left in a league that lets you lose 6 or 7. Boys, we got a lot of life. Let's go.
Well, I mean, you know that. I mean, you know that in this league, I mean, we're sitting with both teams with 10 games left. So you sit there and you go, that's a lot of season in the National Football League, but you don't take the other approach and say you're gifted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can't do that. Losses or whatever. You go in and you say every game, every week, you go in and it doesn't matter if it's by 1 point or 2 points or 10 points, you're gonna go in and you wanna win that football game. So that's that, and the players know that. I mean, these guys understand that.
How's Brandon Boykin fitting in for you? I see his return yards and so forth. How's he doing in his defensive role, too?
Doing good. You know, he's played nickel for us and done a respectable job there. He's a young guy, but he's smart, and he's a good athlete, and he works hard.
You mentioned one of the things you said, hey, we as a coaching staff, when Mike Vick's turnovers were discussed, we as a coaching staff can make it better. I mean, is there a finite number of things you can do to make that better? Sometimes things are what they are. I don't know what, as a coaching staff, you might be able to get across to him at this point in his career.
Well, we'll just see how things work out. I know we can do a better job, though. I mean, I know that. As coaches, we can do a better job. So that's our responsibility to do that.
Putting him
in
better.
It's our responsibility to play. I mean, that's how this thing works. I mean, it's that. So I kind of, no talking is going to help that. I mean, me sitting here talking to you or trying to explain it, I mean, you got to go do it, and then that's what it is. So talking doesn't really cure any results on the field. You got to execute.
What have you seen from the Atlanta Falcons, both offensively and defensively, now with different coordinators?
First of all, those two are I know both of them well, and Dirk and I obviously go way back to San Francisco State, so we're young pups, and we were together at three different places and along the college route there. So I've known Dirk a long time, and I have the utmost respect for him. I know what a great football coach he is, and Mike's the same way. I mean, he's an unbelievable football mind. I think the world of him as a guy, and he's a good coach, and he's done a great job there. Both of them have.
Do you buy into the Matt Ryan numbers are better than they've ever been so far at the start of a season? A different voice sometimes makes a big difference. It's not technically. Sometimes it's just a different approach and a different voice in a guy's ear at a position like quarterback.
Well, listen, Dirk's got a lot of experience at the quarterback position, but he's had good football coaches too. So it's, he's gaining years of knowledge. This is your quarterback. He's gaining years of knowledge in the National Football League. So he's seeing things, and he's seeing things better. And so, Matt was a an athlete right here in Philadelphia, so a high school athlete and a youth athlete. So I had a chance to see him at that time, and he went to college locally, fairly close at Boston College. So I studied him there, and he's just getting better every year. I mean, that's what he's doing, and now he has a system that he feels comfortable in, and that even adds another flavor to it. So not that he wasn't comfortable in the other one, but he's comfortable in this one, and he's doing well.
Andy, Todd Bowles was with Mike Nolan last year and before in Miami. Does that give you any advantage or give the Falcons any advantage as far as tendencies from both of them, or is it a checkmate?
I'd probably tell you it's a checkmate. Those two coaches, they're not playing, right? And so, and Todd's, I don't think it adds up there. I think the guys, the players will probably tell you that they got to go play. So,
coach, anything peculiar about the fact that you all have played each other in the last 5 years, kind of like the Falcons are auxiliary NFC East team almost? Or you all are an NFC South team?
We have played each other a lot. We have. It's been, but I wouldn't be able to talk to you if that wasn't the case. And I'm telling you, this might be the first time that the Atlanta media has asked me more questions than the Philly media.
Yeah, we when they're 6-0, everybody tends to come out.
Yeah, well, listen, they're doing a heck of a job. Coach Smith deserves a pat on the back there, man. He's done a great job.
Andy, with everything that's gone on, as trying probably a time, obviously personally and professionally, can I just ask, how are you doing sort of the football end of things now? Is that a fair question to ever ask a coach how he's doing? Because I don't even know if I've ever even asked that of anybody in 19 years.
Well, no, I appreciate you asking. That's kind of you. I mean, that's the one thing you've seen. I mean, you've seen the kind side of people, and I appreciate that. So I'm doing good, though. Thank you for asking, though.
Can I just ask, as a follow-up, is there ever a moment, I know players play coaches coach, you want to do this for as long as possible. Was there ever a moment, is there a moment possibly coming up sooner than maybe you ever thought where you just said, wow, I've done my work here?
No, I haven't got to that moment, no. I mean, I can tell you no. I mean, I haven't felt that way. We love the city of Philadelphia as a family and me as a head coach. So I'm very fortunate to be doing what I'm doing. So I can't tell you that I've come to that point.
Is work good therapy, Andy?
Talking to you guys is the best therapy I've ever
had. Coach, just one last question about Asante. I guess it was attributed to you that you in one of your local newspapers up there that you thought he was in a steep decline. Can you comment on that? Is that how you felt?
Well, yeah, I didn't feel that way. So I mean, and it's obvious. You saw the interception that he had. And, he had to run more than 10 yards to score that touchdown. He looked pretty fast doing it. So I just that's not how I felt. No.
I won't tell anybody if you give us an answer, but is that sort of one of those, I think he's going to want to make a play early, so therefore we go attack as opposed to stay away?
Oh, he'll want to make, that's a great thing about him. He's a competitive guy, so I love that about him. And, so I wouldn't think anything less that he would try to do there.
Hey, Coach Angie, we appreciate it, and thanks for all your help here today.
All right, be good.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.